Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're continuing on with the subject called Led by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. And we're doing part three from a 10-part series today. And we're doing the topic called four, the difference between man, spirit and soul. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "For the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and the spirit, and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart or the spirit." Mankind is made up of spirit, soul, and body. But in this particular topic, we're talking about the spirit and the soul. The spirit and the soul are not the same thing in a person. Only the word of God can divide the spirit and the soul. With my spirit, I contact the spiritual realm. With my soul, I contact the intellectual realm. With my body, I contact the physical realm. Let me say that again. The spirit and the soul are two different things. They are not the same thing. With my spirit, I contact the spiritual realm. With my soul, I contact the intellectual realm because of my mind and brain. With my body, I contact the physical realm. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14 says, "For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful," or my soul, or my thinking capacity, my mental capacity is unfruitful. In John chapter 7, verses 37 to 39, "On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, 'If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, and the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.' But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified." The spirit of man is the part of man that is born again. It is the spirit man that becomes a new creature in Christ Jesus, or a new creation. The soul is not the innermost being. It is not the soul that is born again. The saving of the soul is a process, and that is done through the word of God renewing our mind. A man's spirit, the innermost man, the real man, receives eternal life and is born again by the Spirit of God. But his intellect and emotions, which comprise his soul, still have to be dealt with. They are not born again, and they must be renewed, and they are renewed by the water of the Word, or the washing of water by the Word, or the Word of God. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Our souls, however, must be renewed and restored by the word of God. Man's soul is saved or restored when his mind becomes renewed with the word of God. It is the word of God that saves our soul, renews our mind, and restores our soul. Topic 5. The inward man must control the outward man. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you may present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." This scripture is basically saying we have to crucify our flesh. We have to present our bodies daily on a living sacrifice. That doesn't mean to say we have to become religious and go and live in a monastery. It means that we have to crucify the desires of the flesh, which are normally ungodly. Our spirit man has been renewed, but our mind must be renewed by the word of God to think the way God thinks. So when we make a decision through our brain or through our mind, the decision is made based on the things of God and the word of God, and not the things of the world and not the thoughts of the world. It's a daily process where we crucify the flesh or deny the flesh to becoming ungodly and having ungodly ways. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, "But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." Paul brought his body into subjection to the inward man. In other words, Paul brought his flesh into subjection to his spirit man. The inward man or the spirit man must dominate the outward man or the soul or the body. It is through your spirit that God will guide you and lead you into all prosperity in every area of your life. Let me just qualify all of this. You're a spirit, you have a soul and you live in a body. When you become born again, your spirit man is recreated through and in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. But your soul, your mind, will and emotions are not born again. They have to be converted by the word of God. A lot of people will say, I'm born again, and the Bible says, I'm a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. If that's the case, how come I'm still doing old things or doing old habits? It's very simple. God renews your spirit man instantly. You're a new creation. You have access into heaven. But while you're on the earth, God says, renew your mind to the way I think. And the way I think is according to the word of God and towards the Holy Spirit. So the reason why you still keep doing things that are not godly, or you've got ungodly habits still bothering you, is because your mind is not renewed yet. When your mind is renewed to the word of God, those old habits will drop away slowly, one at a time, and you'll be totally free in your soul. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed, again, this topic. We'll be doing topic number 6 in the next tape, on part 4, and the topic is called How God Leads the Born Again Believer. Thank you, and God bless.